It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast, Celtic and geek music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, reimagining pub life at pubsong.net. Grab a pint, sláinte. Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. Yes, I said Pub Songs Podcast. The name changed again. And actually, for the foreseeable future, I'm not actually running regular shows. I'm going to do something scary that I've thought about for a long time. I'm going to share each of my albums in full from start to finish. Of course, you can already stream all of my music on Spotify, Google Play, Amazon Music, even Bandcamp, and lots of other places. But now I'm going to share the show in podcast form as well. So back in the 70s, DJs played entire albums from start to finish. And I decided that to do that on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast many years ago. It was a great success for the few artists I did it with. But I'm just like these artists. I'm really kind of nervous about giving away everything for free. And I know it's dumb, but it's a good marketing move. This is what I've learned as studying marketing for so many years. This is a good idea. I learned my lesson from mp3.com way back when. Gave away all the Brobdingnagian Bard's music, and we were so successful because of that strategy. So, since Halloween is just a few days away, it seemed appropriate for me to release my Happy Halloween Songs of Death, as it could be called. Or, for those of you who actually know my music, it's Happy Songs of Death. The album was first released on August 20th, 2009. It was produced by Ari Koenoma. He provided all the background instrumentation, and I did have some guest vocalists, including Michael Younger, who died before the release of the album. It is dedicated, in fact, to Michael. Let's see, who else we had on this album? There was also Jamie Hauser played Balrun and sang backup vocals as well. Ari pretty much did everything else. Show number 48 of the Pub Songs Podcast was a tribute to Michael, and I was recorded back in 2009. Go check that out. And one of the reasons, actually, I decided to reboot this again is because I was listening to a couple episodes back then, and I was like, wow, you know, this is actually good for re-listening. D.L. Lovell over on Twitter, he said, you know, he was re-listening to all my shows afterwards. He said, I really enjoyed listening to your shows over and over again, even the Pub Songs Podcast. I was like, what do you think of those episodes? And he said he enjoyed them. And I listened and I was like, wow, these are kind of fun to listen to. It's a little bit more of an open account where I actually talk about whatever is on my mind at the time, which I don't do nearly as much. And that may change in the future, but it was fun. So I hope you get a chance to listen to that episode, show number 48, as well as other shows from the back catalog of the podcast. Now, Happy Songs of Death had two different album covers. One was designed by Nicky O'Shea. I called it Death's Auto Harp. It featured the Grim Reaper playing the auto harp with Nicky's popular comic book art style. The second was designed by Celtic artist Ingrid Howers. I called it The Wake because there's this Celtic death theme with merriment and this guy dancing in the background playing a fiddle. It actually almost has, to me, like a sort of a Celtic Mexican Day of the Dead feel to it when I think back on it right now. The songs are a mix of traditional Irish and Scottish songs, as well as some traditional folk songs and several original songs. If you subscribe to KeltFather.com, I'm hoping to do more features, at least particularly on the original songs that I wrote, and sharing little bits and pieces about those. So if you have any questions or comments, please email me. And in the meantime, without further ado, here is Happy Songs of Death.
Look at the coffin with golden handles. Isn't it grand, boys, to be bloody well dead? Let's not have a sniffle. Hell, let's have a bloody good cry. And always remember, the longer you live, the sooner you bloody well die. Look at the preacher, bloody sanctimonious. Isn't it grand, boys, to be bloody well dead?
Dead, dead.
Let's
dead.
Not have a sniffle. Hell, let's have a bloody good cry. And always remember, the longer you live, the sooner you bloody well die. Look at the little widow, bloody great female. Isn't it grand, boys, to be bloody well dead,
dead, dead?
Let's
dead.
Not have a sniffle. Hell, let's have a bloody good cry. And always remember, the longer you live, the sooner you bloody well die. Look at the mourners,
bloody great hypocrites.
Isn't it grand, boys, to be bloody well dead,
dead, dead?
Let's
dead.
Not have a sniffle. Hell, let's have a bloody good cry. And always remember, the longer you live, the sooner you bloody well die.
Look at the choir boys,
bloody castrati. Isn't it grand, boys, to be bloody well dead,
dead, dead?
Let's
dead.
Not have a sniffle. Well, let's have a bloody good cry. Remember, the longer you live, the sooner you'll bloody well die.
Look at the flowers, all bloody wilted.
Isn't it grand, boys, to be bloody well dead,
dead, dead?
Let's
dead.
Not have a sniffle. Let's have a bloody good cry. And always remember, the longer you live, bloody well die.
Look at the tombstone,
great bloody boulder. Isn't it grand, boys, to be bloody well dead,
dead, dead?
Let's not have a sniffle. Let's have a bloody good cry. And always remember, the longer you live, the sooner you bloody well die.
In buckets and bottles.
Isn't it grand, boys, to be bloody well dead,
dead, dead?
Let's not have a sniffle. Let's have a bloody good cry. And always remember, the longer you live, the sooner you bloody well die. And always remember, the longer you live, the sooner you bloody well die.
Light 'em, but I did light 'em. Won't you come with me?
I did light 'em, but I did light 'em, but I did light 'em.
twa corbies a machin a main. Ten unto the tither sail. Er saw we gang and dine the day. Er saw we gang and dine the day. In me hint yon old fell dyke. Aye, what there lies a new slain knight. And nobody kens that he lies there. But his hawk and his hound and his lady fair. His hawk and his hound and his lady fair. His hound is to the hunting game. His hawk to fetch the wildfowl hame. His lady's taken another meadow. So we shall mock her dinner sweet, oh. Ah, we shall mock her dinner sweet. You'll sit on his old white house bane, and I'll pike out his bonny blue ween. We a lock of his golden hair, oh. We'll think our nest when it grows bare, oh. We'll think our nest when it grows bare. So kin where he is gain over his white veins when they we bear, though in some love for a bummer, though in some love for a bummer. As I was walking all alone, I heard two corbies a mocking a main, the ten unto the tither sail, where shall we gang and dine the day, where shall we gang and dine.
Just at nine, hit a foot against the splinter and fell into the foaming brine. Oh, my darling.
Could not get by the name of McNabb. They washed him and laid him outside on the slab. And after the coroner's measurements to take, well, his wife took him home to a bloody fine wake. About 12 o'clock and the beer was high, and the corpse he sat up and he says with a sigh, I can't get to heaven, they won't let me up till I bring them a quart of the Johnny Jump Up. Hope I'll never run, never run, never again. If I live to 100 or 110, I fell to the ground and I could not get up after drinking a quart of the Johnny Jump Up. No, I'll never run, never run, never again. If I live to 100 or 110, I fell to the ground and I could not get up after drinking a quart of the Johnny Jump Up.
One evening in the month of June, as I was sitting in my room, a small bird sat on an ivy bunch. The song he sang was a jug of punch. Toor-a-loo-a-loo, toor-a-loo-a-lay, toor-a-loo-a-loo, toor-a-loo-a-lay. A small bird sat on an ivy bunch. The song he sang was a jug of punch. What more diversion can a man desire than to sit him down by an alehouse fire? On his knee a pretty wench, lying on the table a jug of punch. Toor-a-loo-a-loo, toor-a-loo-a-lay, toor-a-loo-a-loo, toor-a-loo-a-lay. Upon his knee a pretty wench, lying on the table a jug of punch. Let the doctors come with all their art, they'll make no impression upon me heart. Even a cripple forgets his hunch when he's snug outside with the jug of punch. Toor-a-loo-a-loo, toor-a-loo-a-lay, toor-a-loo-a-loo, toor-a-loo-a-lay. Even a cripple forgets his hunch when he's snug outside with the jug of punch. And if I get drunk, well, me money is me own, and them don't like me can leave me alone. I'll tune me fiddle and I'll rosin me bow, and I'll be welcome wherever I go. Toor-a-loo-a-loo, toor-a-loo-a-lay, toor-a-loo-a-loo, toor-a-loo-a-lay. I'll tune me fiddle and I'll rosin me bow, and I'll be welcome wherever I go. And when I'm dead and I'm in me grave, no costly tombstone will I crave. Just lay me down in my native peat, with a jug of punch at my head and feet. Toor-a-loo-a-loo, toor-a-loo-a-lay, toor-a-loo-a-loo, toor-a-loo-a-lay. Just lay me down in my native peat, with a jug of punch at my head and feet.
devil, you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to a Medicaid. You're sweeter, stronger, distanter, you're spunkier than Tay. Oh, whiskey, you're my darling, drunk or sober. Oh, now, brave boys, we're on the march off to Portugal and Spain. The drums are beating, the banners flying, the devil at home, will you come tonight? Love, fare thee well, with a tither I the didn't my tither I the didn't my right foot or a laddie. Oh, there's whiskey in the jar. Oh, whiskey, you're the devil, you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to a Medicaid. You're sweeter, stronger, distanter, you're spunkier than Tay. Oh, whiskey, you're my darling, drunk or sober. So the mother, do not wrong me, don't take my daughter from me, for if you do, I will torment you, and after death the ghost will haunt you. Love, fare thee well, but the tither I the dinna da, me tither I the dinna da, me right foot here a laddie. Oh, there's whiskey in the jar. Whiskey, you're the devil, you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to a Medicaid. You're sweet, stronger, distanter, you're spunkier than Tay. Oh, whiskey, you're my darling, drunk or sober. The French are fighting boldly, men dying hot and coldly. Give every man a flask of powder, a firelock upon his shoulder. Love, fare thee well, with a tither I the dinna da, me tither I the dinna da, me right foot or a laddie. Oh, there's whiskey in the jar. Whiskey, you're the devil, you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to a Medicaid. You're sweeter, stronger, distanter, you're spunkier than Tay. Oh, whiskey, you're my darling, drunk or sober. Oh, whiskey, you're the devil, you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to a Medicaid. You're sweeter, stronger, distanter, you're spunkier than Tay. Oh, whiskey, you're my darling, drunk or sober.
Sing high, genie, high. Sing low, genie, low. You can never make a singing bird out of a hoodie crow. My father was a gentleman, and a gentleman was he. But he's wedded me to an old man with 80 years. Oh, sing high, genie, high. Sing low, genie, low. You can never make a singing bird out of a hoodie crow. I'd have an old man with 30 plows and land, but I'd rather have a young man with only hat in hand. Oh, sing high, genie, high. Sing low, genie, low. You can never make a singing bird out of a hoodie crow. When we go to bed at night, he turns over to the wall and never lays a hand on me till morning light dawns. Oh, sing high, genie, high. Sing low, genie, low. You can never make a singing bird out of a hoodie crow. Now some neighbors have advised me to drown him in a well. Some others have advised me to grind him in a mill. Oh, sing high, genie, high. Sing low, genie, low. You can never make a singing bird out of a hoodie crow. But I have taken my own advice and borne him to a plane, and I've tied him to a windmill, and I'll never come back again. Oh, sing high, genie, high. Sing low, genie, low. You can never make a singing bird out of a hoodie crow. Sing high, genie, high. Sing low, genie, low. You can never make a singing bird out of a hoodie crow.
Well, I've traveled this wide world all over, and now to another I go, and I know the good quarters are waiting to welcome all rosin the bow, to welcome all rosin the bow, to welcome all rosin the bow. I know the good quarters are waiting to welcome all rosin the bow. When I'm dead and laid out on the counter, a voice you will hear from below, saying, send down a hogshead of whiskey to drink with old rosin the bow. To drink with old rosin the bow, my lads, to drink with old rosin the bow. Saying, send down a hogshead of whiskey to drink with old rosin the bow. Then get the half dozen stout fellas and line them all up in a row, and let them drink out of half-gallon bottles to the memory of old rosin the bow. To the memory of old rosin the bow, my lads, ah, the memory of old rosin the bow. Let them drink out of half-gallon bottles to the memory of old rosin the bow. Then get thee a dozen stout fellas and line them all stagger and go. Let them dig a great hole in the meadow, and in it put old rosin the bow. And in it put old rosin the bow, my lads, yes, and in it put old rosin the bow. Let them dig a great hole in the meadow, and in it put old rosin the bow. Then get me a couple of bottles, put one in me head and me toe, with a diamond ring scratched upon them, the name of old rosin the bow. Yes, the name of old rosin the bow, my lads, ah, the name of old rosin the bow. With a diamond ring scratched upon them, the name of old rosin the bow. Well, I hear that grim reaper approaching, that cruel and remorseless old bow. And I lift me glass in his honor, take a drink with old rosin the bow. Take a drink with old rosin the bow, my lads, a drink with old rosin the bow. I lift me glass in his honor, take a drink with old rosin the bow. Eastern morn to a city fair rode I. Ere amid lines of marching men and squadrons passed me by. No pipes did hum, no battle drum sound their loud tattoo, but the Angelus bell or the lippy swell rang out to the foggy dew. Right proudly high over Dublin town hung out the flag of war. For 'twas better to die 'neath an Irish sky than in Sula or Sudabar. From the plains of Royal Meath strong men came hurrying true, while Britannia's Huns with their long-range guns sailed in through the foggy dew. Ba-ba, ski-ba-dee-da-ba. Felt black and the rifles cracked me piteous, heavy reel. Midst the leaden rain, seven tongues of flame shine o'er the lines of steel. By its shining blade, a prayer was said to Ireland, the sons be true. And when morning broke, still the war flag shook out its folds neath the foggy dew. Ba ba, scoo da ba da ba, a ski dee da da. T'was England who bade our wild geese go, small nations might be free. And the lonely graves of our Sula's waves on the fringe of the great North Sea. Or had they died by Pierce's side, fought with Cathal Blue, how the names we keep where the Fenians sleep neath the shroud of the foggy dew. Scooby-dee-bop-bop-bop.
fell and the requiem bell rang mournfully clear. For those who had died that watertide in the springtime of the year. The world did gaze, deep amazed, fearless men but few. For the fight that freedom's light might shine through the foggy doo-pa-pa. Then I rode again, my heart with grievous soul. For I parted then with valiant men whom I never shall see no more. To and fro, the dreams of gold, I'll kneel and I'll pray for you. Half the slavery fled, oh, the glorious dead, when you fell neath the foggy dew. And to and fro, the dreams of gold, I'll kneel and I'll pray for you.
Says my old one to your old one, we got no beef nor mutton. Says your old one to my old one, I'll tell you where you get it for nothing. Here's a nice piece of advice I got from an old fishmonger. When the food is scarce and you see the hearse, you know that you died of hunger. What will you have? Will you have a pint? Yes, I'll have a pint with you, sir. And if one of us doesn't order soon, we'll be thrown out of the boozer. What will you have? Will you have a pint? Yes, I'll have a pint with you, sir. And if one of us doesn't order soon, we'll be thrown out of the boozer.
Dressed despite his duress as he made his way to the mill. Well, he never wanted to work that day, but the foreman had made himself clear. So Johnny dreamed of the eve to come when he'd drink him beer after beer. Singing, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink a toast to day's end. Yes, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink to the health of me friend. Straight to his bones, though he wished that he had him some ale. Just one fine glass of that stout Guinness would hold him to the end of the trail. Well, his mouth had watered at the thought of ale. By the time he'd arrived, he'd decide that not even death could keep him away from his friends and their favorite diet. They'd sing, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink a toast to day's end. Yes, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink to the health of me friends.
Away drinking alone, and he told his friends of the pledge he'd made and the fantasy that kept him afloat.
Come hell or high water, I'll drink with you, nothing could keep me away
evil grin. 'Tis old Death who cut Johnny down. Johnny's friend crossed himself, swore 'twas the truth, as we told the story to the bar. And they all recalled Johnny's last words, "I'll drink come color of high water." He sang,
"I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink it till those days end. Yes, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink to that old lonely friend."
Stood a man unafraid. He called for a beer. They realized when near, it was Johnny come back from the grave. Said, "You can keep me away from work, but there's nothing on you live for me there. But I told you today of the pledge I made. You can't keep a man from his beer." Oh well,
I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink it till today's end. Yes, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink to the health of me friends. Oh well, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink it till this day's end. Yes, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink to the health of me friends.
I'll drink to the health of me friends. I'll drink to the health of me friends. Why, I'll drink to the health of me friends. I hope you enjoyed that album, and if you did, please support me. Buy the CD. This is the way this works, is that if you really love what I do, then support it. You can go buy it, or you can also follow me on Spotify. Just support the music. Share it. Share the show with your friends. That would be another great way of doing it. I do want to send out a big special thanks to all of my gun runners over on Patreon. Right now, we've hit a $900 per month of generous pledges, and this is getting closer to becoming a decent, semi-decent living. I mean, it's not great, but with combined with my other income, it turns into something pretty great. So I want to thank all of my wonderful gun runners, including Anna, Randy, Jeff, Christopher, Cora, Carrie, Rich, Erica, Kalira, Hiram, Musicana, Riva, William, Garrett, Kristen, Patricia, Greg, Kristen, and also a huge thanks to Carol B, Scott and Anita G, Jessica C, Jen W, and Kimber, Rob W., all of who raised their pledges. This is the way I make my living. I was looking recently and I realized how incredible this membership is. You get a lot for being a member, but it's not even about that. It's mostly about supporting my music. So if you want to do that, go to markgun.net. It'll take you straight over to Patreon. Actually, I set up a new URL as well. You can go to keltfather.net, which is quick links to much of what I have, including, I think, to Patreon. So go check that out. I hope to talk to you again next month. Sláinte. Thank you for listening. The Pub Songs podcast is produced by Mark Gunn. If you enjoyed this episode, please support the musicians who support this podcast. Buy their music, then share the show. Special thanks to all of my patrons in the Gunrunners Club. Would you like 5 of my MP3s for free? Plus get regular updates of what's new? Subscribe to this podcast and my newsletter at pubsong.net.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.